Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing good. You know, you're making a little face down there.
I was not. Man, you're very sensitive.
I am very sensitive today.
That's okay.
It's the holidays, and so sometimes I get sensitive and, you know, teary-eyed and happy and joyful, and all the emotions come out this time of the year.
And also, the last show of the year.
That, too. That's probably the biggest reason right there.
My kids this morning said, "Are you okay with that, Dad? Is that good or bad?" I said, "Well, you know, it's been a great year, so it's good in that respect."
Yep. Well, we've got some wonderful guests today joining us here on the show from the Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia. It's Melinda Foster. And also joining us from Infinity of Gwinnett, we're joined by Steve Kendrick. I want to thank both our guests. We're going to start with Melinda. Melinda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. And by the way, the theme today, Stephen, both Steve and Melinda have won awards from the Explore Gwinnett and the Gwinnett Sports Commission, recognizing top Gwinnett hospitality industry professionals.
I love theme shows.
Yes, so that's our theme for today. Melinda, before we get into the award, tell us about the Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia.
Oh, it's a beautiful hotel. The Courtyard came into the Gwinnett County and Mall of Georgia area back in 2009. We are very proud of our hotel. We offer a really classy place for people to come in for their corporate travel as well as leisure. And we've been named Best Hotel in Gwinnett, as well as we just recently received the Diamond Award from Marriott, which is the highest award you can receive by being the top 5% of the brand for customer service. So we're very proud of our team.
Congratulations. Since we're talking about awards, let's talk about the one that you received recently, the Tourism Award. You got the Hospitality Industry Professional of the Year. Talk about that award and you know, what that means.
Well, it means a lot to me just because of the type of caliber of individuals that are in the hospitality industry, the professionals that I work with and our peers with. We have got some dynamic people in the county, and to be recognized as the Industry Professional of the Year is quite an honor. This is a peer-selected award, so it was nominations based from team members, competitors, people that I work with, charity events. So it was quite humbling to receive it.
The press release, Stephen, by the way, for Melinda, it says, Foster was noted for her infectious, hospitable attitude, exceeding expectations, strong relationships with staff, the local community, and other hotels, integrity, professionalism, and a sense of giving to her community.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Fantastic.
That is very impressive.
Did you write that?
No, I didn't, but maybe I should have. That's great.
Tell us about your background. I mean, you've been doing this for a while now.
I have. I'm an Atlanta native, so I am actually one of the last Georgia peaches, I think. But I've lived in Gwinnett County for about 20 years, and I crossed over from the industry I was in before. I was an event planner prior. Went into the hospitality industry about 10 years ago and have been selling the corporate and leisure market for about 7 years in Gwinnett. Worked for a company called Hotel Equities. That's my management company.
So, Melinda, talk a little more specifically about what exactly your role is.
Sure.
At Courtyard Barn.
Sure.
Courtyard Barn.
What I do is I build relationships with the community. I go out and I meet companies that have need for a location for meetings, for travelers to have a place to stay. I focus more on the corporate accounts. I do have a wonderful sales coordinator, Michelle Tarantino, and she handles more of the social and leisure. So she does kind of the weekend sales, if you will. But we go out and we find people that it's a win-win for them to come into our hotel and to be a part of our Courtyard family.
Okay, so let me ask a little bit more about that.
Sure.
Specifically as someone who's a business owner in Gwinnett, mm-hmm. who listens to this show. Well, you know, if they're doing corporate leisure, they're normally doing it out of town. So how can a local business owner kind of partner with Courtyard by Marriott? What are the services you guys can offer a local business?
Sure. Well, you keep in mind a lot of local businesses, they're bringing clients and potential clients in, as well as they might have training that they want to train their people that are across the nation. They might want to do something where they do a special event where they can just host somebody. We do work with corporate accounts. If they want to have a working weekend, we'll come in and we'll help them make golf arrangements. We'll help them go out and make arrangements at restaurants. Got a good niche in the market to where I know when they tell me what they're looking for, I listen to them and find what's going to be the best and best experience for their stay while they're with us.
So on the one hand, the people who are coming here, you go beyond the walls mm-hmm. of your hotel and kind of help them organize someone coming and some of the things they do outside the hotel, but also for someone whose corporate structure is located here and they're going to be doing some traveling, you obviously have the good connections and the good relationships and can kind of go beyond the walls and also help with as they go to other courtyards. You probably have some contacts.
Absolutely.
And
you know, sometimes I feel like I am a travel manager because they'll call and go, "Hey, Melinda, I'm going to Chicago. Who do you know?" And you know, in this industry, even though it's a big industry and you turn around once and you're going to bump into four hotels, you get to know people, and you don't burn any bridges, and you find those good connections that you can help them out, and it goes both ways.
You mentioned the niche, and there's different types of hotels. There's high-end, low-end, everything in the middle. Where's Courtyard by Marriott, especially yours by the Mall of Georgia? Where does that kind of fit? What do you offer maybe that some other hotels, or what separates you from the other hotels? Because there are so many choices.
Sure. In the Mall of Georgia area, we're considered the VIP hotel. We charge a little bit more, but there's a reason why. If you want to impress a client or if somebody's used to a more full service, more catering kind of travel option, that's us. We have a restaurant and a bar on site that no one else in our area does. We have a complimentary shuttle. So if somebody wants to come in and they want to go to dinner and maybe have a couple of cocktails, we'll get them there and back safe and sound. Our facility is top notch. We're very technically savvy. When you walk in, you're going to see media pods. You're going to see places for people to plug in with their computers. It's become, years ago, a hotel was more of people checked in and you didn't see them till the next morning. That's not the way people travel anymore. We have an oversized lobby where people mingle. They connect with each other. We have a fire pit outside, so it's very common at night. People get a glass of wine. They'll go outside by the fire pit and they'll socialize. But then they have a very comfortable option when they go to the room. It's very well appointed, and they can get a good night's sleep and have a productive day the next day.
Melinda, this might not be a fair question, so you're allowed to scold me on the air.
I will.
But Mike was asking about your competition in terms of hotel, but it also sounds like with some of the other things you do, you're almost competing a little bit with travel agents. But specifically, is it specifically for the business client? Your job is specifically to go out and make those business relationships, or is it kind of run the gamut?
No, we run the gamut. And we actually have great relationships with with all the travel agencies. We recognize that they need to make a living as well. So we invite them to come and we'll develop relationships. If they want to bring their clients in, we know we're going to pay them a commission, but it's worth it.
And then they can also help you with some of those events and some of those extra things. So it's truly a partnership that you're trying to
When people develop. Get in this industry, you know, you can't survive alone. You have to develop those relationships, and we welcome that. You know, we work with third-party vendors. We work with the people, the event planners. We work with the travel agents. And then I go out on my own and develop those relationships with those individuals or with the corporate accounts straight on. So
I was really hoping she would scold you on the air.
I know you
were.
No,
didn't work out.
It was a good question. It was a great question.
Ha!
Sorry.
There you go.
That's Stephen Julian. I'm Mike Salmon. This is Gwinnett Business Radio. Melinda Foster with Courtyard by Marriott. Mall of Georgia is our guest here on the show. You talked about relationships. Talk about your relationship with Explorer Gwinnett. Of course, they used to be known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They changed their name, but they're obviously responsible for bringing lots of groups to this area. So I'm sure you have a very strong relationship with them.
Absolutely. I consider everybody there a friend. And I'm not just saying that to be cheesy and because, you know, I'm on the air. But when I came into the market 7 years ago, I was new to this market. I came from Buckhead, so I didn't really know anybody. And my first stop was the CVB at the time, now Explorer Gwinnett. They, in my role, I work with a lot of other hotels through my corporate position as well, and I work with a lot of CVBs, and I can tell you there's none other CVB that I've worked with across the Southeast that has the dedication. They're genuine and authentic, and they care about the county and the people they work with, not just the hotels, not just the attractions, but also the people coming in. So they have a real relationship with us, and they have a real concern to make sure it's a win-win for everybody.
Again, congratulations on
Thank
the award you. For the Courtyard by Marriott. And, you know, where do you see the Courtyard? I mean, the hotel industry is always changing. I mean, you've seen plenty of changes just in the time that you've been in the industry. Where do you see the hotel industry going? Do you see it expanding into different services, more services? And specifically, Courtyard by Marriott, what are some of your goals there?
Sure. Well, my goal is to continue to be the best hotel in the market, and we are. Of course, we are always staying on top of the game. Marriott is a great brand to work with. They are always making sure that we are ahead of the competition, that we're offering what guests want. We listen to what guests say, and therefore we do that. The main thing I want to do is just make sure that we continue to offer the customer service that we offer. We've got an amazing team. We run a hotel that is very forward-thinking, and not just for the hotel, but also for the community. We do a lot of charity events, and it's not a requirement to go to those, but you would be amazed how many volunteers that we have from on the staff to go out and actually make it happen, whether it's painting the Boys and Girls Club in Lawrenceville, whether it's taking food to one of the, you know, homeless shelters or whatever it might be. So that's my goal. You know, of course, I have to answer to my owners and, you know, exceed the budget and exceed their expectations. But I love my job, and I just want to keep going forward.
And you mentioned all the work in the community, and that was part of the description of why you won the award, Hospitality Industry Professional of the Year. Melinda, for those business owners and business leaders that listen to the show, tell us exactly where you're located.
Sure.
And where folks can get more information about your hotel.
Absolutely. We've got a great location. We are off Buford Drive, and we're on the Mall of Georgia Boulevard Drive. So if you're familiar with that area, we're across the street from Costco. If you want to get in touch with myself or anyone at the hotel, jot the number down. It's 678-745-3380. Or you can go to our website at www.marriott.com/ATLBM. Give us a call. We'd love to have you come stay at the hotel.
Melinda Foster with Courtyard by Marriott, Mall of Georgia. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here.
Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio is Steve Kendrick from Infinity of Gwinnett. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful. How about yourselves?
Doing great. Again, another award winner, Stephen, that we have joins us. Steve Kendrick, General Manager, Infinity of Gwinnett, the Gwinnett Sports Commission Industry Partner Award. And I'm going to build your ego up a little bit right now, Steve, and read the description. Infinity of Gwinnett is a major sponsor of the inaugural PGA Tour Champions Tour Gwinnett Championship. They were a guest on our show a month ago, and I messed up their name back then,
yes,
too.
Yes, you did.
Which takes place at the TPC Sugarloaf here in Duluth. This national-level event gained national media coverage for Gwinnett County and brought in visitors from all over the country. Support from local businesses like Infinity of Gwinnett is imperative to the success of this event. So Gwinnett Sports Commission Industry Partner Award. Congratulations, Steve. What does the award mean for you?
In the community that we serve, being a part of the not only the championship but also the sports council and Greater Gwinnett, it helps us solidify that we are giving back to the community. Not only do we give back to the community in this way, but in several other ways. Infinity of Gwinnett also has the Infinity of Gwinnett Back to School Backpack Program, which we started some 7 years ago, and various other organizations that we give to along each and every year.
Well, Infinity of Gwinnett, located less than a block from the studio right here on Satellite Boulevard. Tell us about your dealership. There's a lot of hotels in the area, but Melinda's got one of the best. A lot of car dealerships. What makes Infinity different from all the others?
Well, before I say that, I've got to tell you, I think you ought to take Melinda and bring her on to the show and give her a guest host spot, because I have never seen anybody field questions like she did and answered them so well. Did y'all get together before this and do a little run-through, because she was outstanding.
She had all of her lines memorized, Steve.
I mean,
it
she was
very
great.
Impressive.
I've been rehearsing for months.
Infinity of Gwinnett is different. I think a lot of dealerships might say that they're different, but we walk the walk and we talk the talk. And what makes us different is that when you come to our dealership, I think you will see a completely different atmosphere from say the stereotyped dealerships. Our average management tenure is over 8 years, which is unheard of in the industry. Our average tenure of salespeople, technicians, service advisors is over 7 years. So when you come to our dealership, you're going to see the same people over and over and over again. And I think that goes a long way in taking care of the customer and the relationship with that customer, not only them, but years to come.
Steve Kendrick, the General Manager of Infinity of Gwinnett, is our guest here. Tell us about You, Steve, your background, how long have you been in the automobile industry?
Well, I started when I was three because I have been in the business 41 years now. So, and I am also a, I wouldn't call myself a Georgia peach, but I am born and raised from the Atlanta area.
Wow, this is rare.
He's a Georgia peanut.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
That was Steve, by the way.
Now he can scold me.
Okay, I will on here.
Wait till after the show. You're going to hear about it. How long have you been with Infinity of Gwinnett?
2005.
And what is it that drew you to Infinity? I mean, I'm sure your services could have been used in a lot of places, but you ended up there at Infinity. What brought you there?
The ownership of the company I've had a relationship with for many years, and the opportunity presented itself to make the move, and obviously been very happy with it since 2005. Infinity of Gwinnett has distinguished itself from other Infinity dealerships in the United States. We have won the Award of Excellence, which is the top dealerships in the United States for 8 years in a row, and we're the only dealership, Infinity dealership, in the United States that has won it 8 consecutive years.
I do have to ask, Steve, since you've been in the business a long time, since you were 3 years old, you obviously love the business. What is it that you love most about your job?
Interaction with not only my employees, and that is my main focus, is that I have this belief, and I've had it ever since I've been a general manager. If you're going to have, when you have employee satisfaction, then you are going to get customer satisfaction. And it's not the reverse, because if your employees are not happy about coming to work each and every day, and we spend a lot of time at the dealership, anywhere from 8 to 12, 14 hours in a day, and if they're not happy about where they're coming, then they're not going to present themselves in their best light, and the customer is not going to be rewarded from that. So I think customer employee interaction with me, and then also customer interaction, and the fact that we do it each and every day. It's not just a facade. It's real.
Steve, you talk about making sure, working to make the employees satisfied, and then that leads over to the customers, and that's the favorite thing about the job. I think also a lot of times that can be expressed in stories. You know, life is a story, and if you guys are different, and as you get recognized in the community and win the award 8 years in a row, there's got to be a couple of stories, either with you and with an employee or an employee with a customer, just kind of raving customer reviews. Does it come through in a story? I'm sure there's a ton of them, but do any kind of pop up to the surface of this is a story that shows, yes, we are different as a car dealership?
This time last year, one of my managers came to me and said, you know, we do a lot of things in the community, and they're for organizations. But if I was to present to you a situation that I know about an individual family, do you think that the dealership might look at it? And I said, of course. I said, just tell me about it. And it was a mother, single parent, with four children, and they were living in a local motel, all of them in a one-room motel, and she had no transportation to work. She had to walk to work, and the kids either had to walk to school or they didn't have bus service, so they would have to hitch rides. So we got together as a dealership group, and I presented it to the management team. The management team went back and told some of the employees about it. And we raised enough money in about a week's period of time to where we put that family in an apartment complex. We paid for their first 2 months' rent on the apartment complex. We had a trade-in vehicle, supplied her with a vehicle, and then we furnished the apartment And then we gave clothes to all the children. And that was all done by the Dietership employees and the Dietership. So we were able to reach out to someone that we did not even know. And to this day, I don't even know those people. So they were not there when we took everything to the apartment. And really and truly, we didn't want to know. We just wanted to give, and that was it.
I love that when I ask to talk about a story that makes the dealership different, it's how they're giving back to the community, which is what Explore Gwinnett was recognizing them for.
Absolutely. And again, the reason that Steve is with us today, one of the award winners with Explore Gwinnett as far as the annual tourism awards, and Steve won the Gwinnett Sports Commission Industry Partner Award. And I asked the same question to Melinda as far as Explore Gwinnett, but your relationship with Explore Gwinnett and what that organization means for you and for Infinity of Gwinnett.
Well, we actually were involved with them when they had the I don't know if this is the right way to say this, but the bicycle tour that they had here for many years. And we supplied the lead car transportation so that when the cyclists would switch off, or if they're doing the long rides, that they would get in the car and ride, and the vehicle was the lead vehicle. So we've been involved with the Sports Council for quite a while now, and the opportunity arose for us to participate with the Greater Gwinnett Golf Championship. I was invited to one of the regular Gwinnett Chamber meetings, and their spokesperson was there and spoke about the golf tournament coming. And I'm from that age group where these are senior golfers, Tom Kite, Greg Norman, Tom Watson, you know, from that era, and they're still well-known golfers to everybody. And I saw an opportunity to furnish each one of those golfers for a week or whatever time period they're here with one of our vehicles. We partnered up, and it's been a great relationship.
He must have loved those golfers when he was young, you know, before his teenage years. That's amazing.
Good comeback.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good
comeback. Love saving a beauty.
You're trying to suck
up. I am. I am desperately trying to.
You won't be scolded after the show now, Stephen. Before we let you go, Steve, tell us, you know, as far as Infinity of Gwinnett, give us, you know, one of the vehicles that, you know, if we were to come on and say, hey, Steve, show us a car that you would, you know, recommend. I'll give you a chance here to really talk about maybe some of the products that you offer on your lot.
Okay, I'm going to give you two, though.
Okay.
Okay, one is a SUV and the other a passenger car. The SUV would be what used to be named the JX, is now called the QX60. They had a nomenclature change. And the QX60 is an award-winning SUV, third-row passenger SUV. It has the backup prevention, and it is the only third-row seat vehicle in operation today that you can put child seats in the middle section and not have to take the seats out and get into the third row. Very, very unique, and it's wonderful for moms that have different age groups, so that children of whatever age can get in the third row seat and snap in the their safety belts, and yet you can keep the younger child in their seat in the second row. So it's very economical and priced very well. The other one is the new Q50, and outstanding passenger vehicle. It is state-of-the-art. It's something that you just need to come in, test drive, and I think you'll go out in it.
I was going to say, if no one's ever driven an Infiniti, they need to come in and do a test drive. And not only do you do the sales, Steve, but, of course, you have the service
as
well.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Our service department is not – when I say this, when we win the award for the Award of Excellence, it's for the entire dealership. So we don't separate sales and service. We're a team. And When we sell a car, the first time that the customer is there, we introduce them, set their first appointment up with the service advisor, and start that relationship right off the bat. And so our service team is excellent. Our parts department is one of the top five parts departments in the United States for Infiniti. I just can't say enough about the employees that I have. They're wonderful.
Great thing about our program is people can listen to the program all over the world or all over the country, and we do get a lot of listeners from all over the place. So they can travel to Gwinnett, stay at Melinda's Hotel, to go see Infiniti of Gwinnett and get their car there. That's what they need to do.
We'll shuttle them over to the Infiniti of Gwinnett, and then they'll have to drive back in the car they buy from you. How about that?
That'd be wonderful.
So
we've got this all planned out.
It's another theme in the theme show. I love it. Coming
theme
by
within
a car.
A theme.
I love it.
Steve, for those that wouldn't want to check out Infiniti of Gwinnett, go ahead and give us your location, where they can find out more information about your dealership as well.
3090 Satellite Boulevard, one block directly across the street from the station here. And we're at www.infinityofgwinnett.com.
Great. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Did you drive here, by the way, or did you just walk across the street?
No, I actually drove here.
In a Q50, Mike. I mean, come on.
He drives every chance he can get.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's an Infiniti.
Exactly.
I mean, remember when we were kids, we're older than Steve, obviously, because he was very
young. Absolutely.
Remember, a car was just a car. It was just a place to get you from one place to another. And now these days, I mean, with the entertainment systems and everything, kids want to stay in the
car. A destination. A car is a destination now.
It makes the drive anywhere
absolutely
wonderful. Our thanks to Steve Kendrick with Infiniti of Gwinnett for joining us. Also, thank you, Melinda Foster with Courtyard by Marriott Mall of Georgia for joining us as well. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, nothing left to say but Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. We'll see you next year.
See you in 2014. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.